We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 6, The Downfall of Saubari Muni, Text 51.
Sangam tyajeta mitunavratinam mumukshum.
Sangam tyajeta mitunavratinam mumukshum.
Sarvatmanana visijet bahirindriyani.
Sarvatmana visijet bahirindriyani.
Ekascharam
rahasi chitamanandishe. Yunjita tat pratishu sadushu chet prasanga.
Sangam. Association. Tyajata. Must give up. Mitunavratinam. Of a person engaged in sexual affairs, legal or illegal. Mukshuhu, persons who desire liberation. Sarva Atmana, in all respects. Na, do not. Visrijet, employ. Bahi Indriyani, external senses. Eka, alone. Charan, moving. Rahasi, in a secluded place. Chitam, the heart. Anante ishe, fixed at the lotus feet of the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yunjita, one can engage himself. Tatvratishu, with persons of the same category, desiring liberation from material bondage. Sadushu, such saintly persons. Chet, if. Prasanga, one wants association. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, a person desiring liberation from material bondage must give up the association of persons interested in sex life and should not employ his senses externally. In seeing, hearing, talking, walking, and so on, one should always stay in a secluded place, completely fixing his mind at the lotus feet of the unlimited personality of Godhead. And if one wants any association at all, he should associate with persons similarly engaged. Purport. Saubari Muni, giving conclusions derived from his practical experience, instructs us that persons interested in crossing to the other side of the material ocean must give up the association of persons interested in sex life and accumulating money. This is also advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajan Mukasya Paramparam Jigamishor Mavasagarasya Sandar Shanam Vishayinam Atayoshitam Cha Hahanta Hanta Vishabak Shanato Piyasadu. Alas, for a person seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. One who desires complete freedom from material bondage can engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He must not associate with Vishayi, materialistic persons, or those interested in sex life. Every materialist is interested in sex. Thus, in plain language, it is advised that an exalted saintly person avoid the association of those who are materially inclined. Srila Narottam Das Thakur also recommends that one engage in the service of the Acharyas, and if one wants to live in association, he must live in the association of devotees. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevasa. The Krishna consciousness movement is created in many centers just to create devotees, so that by associating with the members of such a center, people will automatically become uninterested in material affairs. Although this is an ambitious proposal, this association is proving effective by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By gradually associating with the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, simply by taking prasada and taking part in chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, ordinary persons are being considerably elevated. So Bari Muni regrets that he had bad association even in the deepest part of the water. Because of the bad association of the sexually engaged fish, he fell down. A secluded place is also not secure unless there is good association. This is this story of Saubari Muni is very interesting, and we can see it from more perspectives. One perspective is that he fell down because of bad association. And first I was thinking, what's this bad association? I mean, there's some fish. How is this bad association? But the mind functions in such a way that it can get attached to anything. Really anything. After some time, and there is a process to this fall down. Because this fall down is not sudden. It's not just you can see, oh, he had. Yes, it is somehow sudden. Like Saubari Muni all of a sudden had this idea, oh, I must get some wives. 50. Anyway. This process really happens gradually. It starts with contemplating. First you look, oh. And there's in Romania there's the national poet, and he wrote some he writes about fall down of some celestial being, and he starts that he sees her today, he sees her tomorrow, and then the desire appears, and looking at her for weeks, she becomes very dear to him, and eventually he gives up his celestial position. So it's not all of a sudden, you know. It's not that he's one day out of the blue thinking, oh, I must associate with something. I must have some sex enjoyment. No, it's gradual process. It's start with contemplation, and it's really because it's a process. And it's gradual. We should know there are some steps in it, and it's like the Vedic way to deal with desires is to stop them in the initial stages. It's like you have a horse, and you want to stop the horse. So if the horse is not going too fast, then it's easy. Just stop the horse. But after the horse has caught some speed, then you will see it's more and more difficult to control the horse. So, yes, it is still possible, but the Vedic system is that you stop desires in an early stage, before they... you start contemplating, and then you develop some attraction. And then you are like obsessed. I have to have this. I have to have this. When you're in this stage, it's a lot more difficult than in the stage where like, oh, just looking. It's a lot more difficult. And it's like for non-devotees, there's this system of they are in weekends they are going to a bar and they are not going to drink anything. They are not going to drink alcohol. And they are not gonna do. They are just going to drink some water. Okay, maybe we've been through that also. So they go to the bar and they drink some water. And after some water, they're like, oh, maybe let's have one beer, one, just one, you know. And then they have two, three, four, five, you know, like it's a whole process, you know. And you can stop this process at any time. But the easiest way to stop it is that you don't go to the bar. As soon as you go to the bar, it's, you know, already there's some mechanism and it's starting and it's just churning. And you know where it's going. So it's similar with the desires. As soon as we start contemplating on something, we know where it's going. So you have to stop them in a very early stage. So that's why Vedic culture can seem quite strange from our perspective. Maybe I told you before, I was in India and I was sleeping at the parents of some person which I knew. And they were Indian and they had an apartment. And they showed me around, okay, this is this. And then they said, the Mataji, the mother of my friend, said, oh, this is my room, and this is my husband's room. And I was like, what? What's this? How come, you know? Because in the West, you don't conceive this. But this is some part of... very smart way of seeing things in the Vedic system, because if they sleep together, then yeah, no, what's gonna happen? And the Vedic system. This is a really smart way, and. The Vedic system is very much into removing the temptation. You don't go in a situation where you know you're gonna fall. And our problem, like Srila Prabhupada was saying to some devotees, that your problem is that you are not afraid of Maya. So our problem in the West is that, oh, I will handle it, no problem. I'm strong devotee. But no, it's a Vedic system is that you don't put yourself, you consider that you are weak, and you don't put yourself in the situation where it's, where you know there will be some difficulty. And on this topic, Srila Prabhupada would compare male with butter and female with fire. So you know that if you put the butter and the fire together, you know the butter will melt. It's scientific. It's not. it's not. This is really something really important in Vedic culture, that there is no association between opposite sex. Yes, that's in traditional Vedic culture, it's not at all. Really no association. And that was the system to keep the purity. No, and yeah, they really didn't do it. The wife didn't go out to meet. And there's also in this the case of Lord Ramachandra. And they were very strict with this. There's this case of Lord Ramachandra after he kills Ravana and recovers Sita. And she's tested. And then Lord Ramachandra goes through his kingdom. And here's a discussion between two to people, and they are talking, and I say, what's this with Lord Ramachandra? His wife was staying for almost 1 year in another man's home. How can he accept it back? If my wife would one night would not sleep at home, I would just reject her. So we could also think that this is extreme, but this is Vedic culture. They put a lot of emphasis on avoiding this sort of association, because it will affect us. We were in Portoroj, and during the day when before Harinam, we went a bit for Sankirtan. And you go to the beach where many people are, and half are Prabhus and half are Matajis, and you distribute books for Krishna. For Krishna, no? And then I go, it was really hard. People are not there to read some books. But anyway, I was trying to distribute one or two books. And then I met this Mataji, and okay, you have to say something. And she got a book, she gave some donation, I already saw in myself, you know, I was reading, oh, this Mataji looks quite spiritual. Like, okay, let's go. I was talking to the Sankirtan devotees, and they also told me, you know, Prabhu, it's like 4 or 5 days at the beach talking with these Matajis, it's a bit tough on our consciousness. So maybe sometimes we don't go to the beach so often for some time. There is some effect, and it's there's this saying that even when nothing happens, still something happens. Yeah, I mean, of course, most of the devotees will not have some instant effect, like, you know, they have some intelligence that they understand, oh, this is not good, you know. But something happens in the consciousness. So we should really avoid this. That's one part. Avoiding association of opposite sex. It's not like we hate the opposite sex, but it's loving exchanges in Vaishnava culture. They are done properly according to you choose who you develop deep loving exchange in that way. Usually, Matajis and Prabhus, they have like professional relationship, if they have to have. Okay, and that's with the association. And second cause of fall down is Vaishnava Aparada, offenses to Vaishnavas. And the cause for this is because Sobari Muni offended Garuda. The cause is seeing devotees from a material perspective. Seeing devotees from our point of view. Because Sabari Muni, he got really attached to his fish. That was his family. You know, as I said, you can develop strange attachments. Really strange. For him, for Sabari Muni, the fish was his family. I'm just, you know. Okay, anyway, so he was really attached to his family, and Garuda came and was eating his family. Come on! I mean, this is a serious offense on Garuda's part. And Sabari Muni saw things from his perspective, and he didn't see things from Krishna's perspective. Garuda is not a typical devotee. he's not vegetarian. So from some perspective, you can say, I don't know what's happening here. But from Lord Vishnu's perspective, he is very, very advanced devotee. So if you see from Krishna's perspective, then we can judge by how enthusiastic some devotees are, how enthusiastic they are to serve Krishna, and not so much by what material defects they have, which they probably have, or by how they relate to us, because we are the center. So Sabari Muni did this offense, and this Vaishnava aparat that they have, sometimes you think there is no effect. Like in this case, nothing happens. You know, he offended Garuda, and Garuda just left, you know, nothing happened. So you could say Sabari Muni had no reaction. But in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that there is an instant reaction, instant, when you offend devotees. And the instant reaction is that you lose your intelligence. That's the reaction. It's not so much external, it's internal. And there might be some external reactions also. But this is the instant reaction. Loss of intelligence, which is what happened to Sabari Muni. He lost his intelligence. It was not some apsara who came. It was just some fish, you know. It's stupid from some perspective. So that's the effect of Vaishnava parada, and it's really important, so important that. In this Canto 9, the story before is the story of Durvasa Muni, who did a similar thing. He offended the devotees. So probably someone tries to make a point there that it's not good. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. So the idea Sabari Muni offers, puts here one idea of avoiding bad association. And then he says, if you need association at all, and the answer to this is that of course we need association. it's not that we can live without association. That's a common that's another problem for Sabari Muni. He was meditating alone. He had no positive association. It's the same problem Bharata Muni had. He didn't have a devotee association, so he fell down. So then you get some problems because devotees are there to correct you when you have a little problem. And like what I said, this fall down is a process. It takes some time. And if you have some devotee association, and you have some devotee who can correct you, you have a relationship in that way, then in the early stages, these devotees will tell you, oh, come on, Prabhu. You're not going in the right direction. This is not right. What are you doing? So then you're quickly solved the problem. So this idea of avoiding bad association cannot be done without having good association. You cannot avoid bad association without having positive association. Because we're we need association. We need some association. And if you don't like some devotees were saying mostly jokingly that if you don't have fun in Krishna consciousness, you'll have fun outside. So it's similar. If you don't have association of devotees, positive, then you have association of someone else. which is what materialists usually. So by association with them, you gradually get their ideas. So the positive thing, how to avoid the Vaishnava apparat, is not just Solina Spraladananda Maharaj said, it's not just that you avoid devotees. I don't want to do Vaishnava apparat, so I don't speak with the devotees. No, the positive is that you you associate with the devotees and you do this in a service attitude, which is hard. And so this association means that we discuss about Krishna and then and that we engage together in Lord Chaitanya's mission. That's so yeah, I'm already missing this Padayatra. It's it was really interesting because it's Yagya. And yagya means that you put the butter in the fire to and you want to get some ghee. And first thing you get is some impurities. Like, and you're looking. If you don't understand what's happening, you're looking like, where did all these impurities come from? I was looking. The butter looked quite white in the beginning. You know, it looked like good butter. There could be no impurities inside. But no, the butter was just full of impurities. They were just not visible. And when you put the butter on the fire, they become visible. They're not created. Sometimes people think, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna and all these crazy ideas come. No, they are there. You're just becoming aware of them. So there's a simple secret that you put the butter on the fire and you don't take the butter off the fire. When the impurities start to come up and it's really hot, you just keep the butter on the fire and you leave it there, even if it's hot. You know, it's hot, it's really hot. Okay, but still leave the butter there. Okay. And if you leave it after some time, long time, you see that, oh, nice gift. Okay, yeah, fine, nice. It was a bit interesting, this all this fire process. But it's nice gift. So this kind of yagya, there's the problem, the main problem is that our anarthas start popping up. And not only ours, also for the others. I saw the anarthas of many devotees. I didn't see mine because, you know, I probably needed a mirror. But and probably all the other devotees. And you just have to tolerate and keep going. You know, that's it. And tolerate, keep going, and don't offend the devotees, of course. So. This is really good, and it's very important to have this kind of big program because you can tell that if you don't have a mission, your mind is idle. You don't have something to think about. You'll think of stupid things. I want to give you examples, but yesterday I was a bit more relaxing and I was looking on Facebook and I was like, oh, yeah. And then it was something innocent things. I was like, oh, what's the result? Tour de France, oh yeah, what's the result? Who's winning? And I was like, come on. It really starts like this. If you don't have something to think about, to really meditate on, if you don't have a mission, then your mind will find something. Like they say, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So the idea is that it's really important to have a mission, that we always meditate 24 hours on how to serve Krishna. So this kind of big project is really good for that, because there's so many things to do, and then you're at least mentally, maybe physically, you cannot run all day because of some condition, but mentally you're thinking how to do that, how to arrange that, how to arrange that. And they're like, oh, this is too much. Oh, yeah, no, no. But you are thinking 24 hours about Krishna. So that's one of the real advantages of accept of another. And it's really important to take this, to have this sense of responsibility. In the beginning, in Krishna consciousness, you think, there's Srila Prabhupada wants to spread this Krishna consciousness, who will do it? And in the beginning you'll think, someone will do it. Yeah. I will come sometimes, I will do some service, and it's good, I will do something sometimes. And then I will do my own thing. But after some time, you can evolve to this stage when you're thinking, who will spread this Krishna consciousness movement? And then the answer is, me. I have to do it. I mean, according to Kabbalah, I'm not saying me without Krishna support, I'm not saying me without Guru Parampara, I'm just saying, who has to do it? It's my responsibility. And I have to think, according to my capacity, how to spread Krishna consciousness. And if you're in this state, then you advance a lot easier. And this is the antidote to avoid bad association, to avoid idle mind, to avoid thinking of anything else. That you're focused all the time. Okay, this is my mission. I'm responsible for this. And then you really grow a lot faster. And, I'm really late. Anyway, so this is really important, that devotees take responsibility for the mission, for some part of the mission. And you can see the most difficult thing is to... We say about a devotee association, but sometimes the most difficult thing is to stay in the association of the devotees. Because there's so many challenges. But actually what Srila Prabhupada wanted us is exactly that. Because Sankirtan movement means together. It means a community who does some projects together. It doesn't mean that we have some Maharati who is doing something and everyone else is like, wow, the Maharati. No, of course, it's good if you have some Maharatis somewhere, but it's about being together. That's why it's good to have these big projects, because every service matters, you know, like everyone does some service and it gets together. And sometimes you don't see how they connect. But they do, like they say, all armies run on belly. You have to have a lot of prasadam. You have to have many services done, and you have to have even somehow menial services, which are really important for the overall result. I'll just give you an example. We were in Maribor, and we got two trolleys of books. No, I said, two trolleys is probably enough. So we brought the trolleys, and Sankirtan devotees came, and they took some books. Everyone took some books in the backpacks, and then they see one trolley is empty, you know, and the other. And I'm thinking, oh my God, okay, we need more books. So then I go to Bhakta Marcel, and I say, you know, there's the car, there's this trolley. If this trolley can come back with some books, that would be very nice for this trolley. And he's like, okay. I mean, he's really nice. If you ask him anything, he will help you. So Bhakta Marcel runs the car. After 10 minutes, he comes with full trolley. Half an hour later, the trolley is empty again, you know. I mean, somehow...
all the books were just going out. And then I go to Bhakta Marcel and says, Bhakta Marcel, you know, there's this trolley, it's again empty. And if this trolley can come back from the car with more books, that would be really appreciated. So Bhakta Marcel runs again to the car, you know. And after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, he comes again with a full trolley of books. So you would say, oh, this is some menial service. But this is this was really important because we couldn't have distributed those books if we wouldn't have had them. You don't have books, you cannot distribute them. So this is just some small example to give an idea that all the services, somehow many services, somehow they link together, and sometimes you think, oh, this is not an important service. But it is, you know, because that's the power of community. So that was the idea. That the solution to avoid an idle mind and crazy ideas is to engage in Krishna's mission and to take some responsibility, to meditate the whole day. Okay, I want to improve my service. This I can do this better, I can do this better, I can do this better. And this is so the solution for idle mind is to do another padayatra. Oh, oops. Is to continue doing some this kind of project that we keep ourselves. Otherwise, the mind can become more and more like, oh, okay, and then you get crazy ideas. So you have to. That's the formula. You have to always be engaged in preaching, somehow. Otherwise, big problems. Okay, I'll stop here. If there's some concerns, questions, complaints. Thank you. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.